The race for the Republican nomination for the state Senate seat being vacated by longtime Senator John DeFrancisco is heating up. DeFrancisco, who has held the 50th district seat for 25 years, is retiring at the end of this year. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Onondaga County Comptroller Bob Antonacci has sent a letter announcing his intention to run in the 50th to Onondaga and Cayuga County Republican Party members. He says he's been encouraged by members of the Senate and fellow Republicans to run.
The final determining factor is, you know, Shelley Silver getting convicted this week. You know, it just, we got to do things differently.
Former State Assembly Speaker Shelley Silver was found guilty of public corruption on Friday. Beyond ethics, Antonacci says he'll focus on revving up the state's economic engine.
We're losing population. We're losing businesses. I mean, we just lost one of the top investment firms in the country to Nashville, Tennessee. These things have got to stop. And the only way they stop is you do things differently.
Republicans in Onondaga and Cayuga County are expected to choose a candidate in meetings after Memorial Day. Rick Zacharia of Baldwinsville has already announced he's running. Syracuse Common Councilor Joe Carney's expected to announce his campaign later today. Democrats have designated West Genesee teacher John Mannion as their nominee. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.